here at World Pork Expo at the Novus International tent. And with me is Felipe Navarro. And we've chatted several times at World Pork Expo. And Felipe, what's your title with Novus?
I'm the Global Pork Market Manager for Novus International.
And that's what we're going to talk about, is global pork marketing. And what better place to do that than at World Pork Expo? Because we have, according to the coordinator for World Pork Expo, there are representatives from some 30 countries here, which is, what, half of what Novus covers?
Yeah, Novus is present in around 80 countries, so that will be very, very accurate, actually.
So how is the global pork marketing business right now for Novus International?
Well, this is a very good year after a very challenging period of time. This is looking nice, really, really exciting. As you can see in this big show, this is great, creating a big atmosphere for people to get together and talk about business. So it's good to see them back.
And we have actually talked to a couple of people here. We have talked to a guy from Chile who is a consultant down there, and he came by the tent and talked to you. So compared to last year, when we didn't have too many international visitors at all, you've really gotten a chance to touch base with a lot of your customers in other countries.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because actually the only two areas that we're missing in this show are China and Asia Pacific. Obviously, this is related to the business situation. They're not doing very well right now. But hopefully they will get to the same point where we are now in North America and Latin America, where people are starting to make some profit again.
How does the pork business vary? I mean, obviously it must vary from country to country. How is that a challenge when it comes to marketing your products in different countries?
Well, that's a very good point, because we have different regulatory realities, so that creates a challenge for us companies trying to register new technologies. But also the challenges are different between the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere. We have different diseases, different nutritional challenges. So that creates opportunities and challenges for us doing this in the side of the industry.
At this point right now, what do you see as the most opportunity for growth as far as the global pork marketing business for Novus?
I think performance, it's especially sow performance, is one of the biggest areas of opportunities, because by working on the sow, which is the source of your revenue, at the end of the day, they produce the piglets that you will raise to market weight. So working with sow performance is giving us an opportunity to get closer to a financial evaluation of the business.
What are your major products that you market to pork producers?
We have several molecules, and the combination of them is giving us the opportunity to create programs that basically... The name is Mintrex, which is chelated minerals, organic trace minerals. Gemline, which is gut environment modifiers. We have some enzymes, mycotoxin technologies, and antioxidants. Those will be the main products we have available at Novus.
Now, are you, when you market your products to pork producers, are you marketing this as an entire system, so to speak, or you market it one product at a time?
No, we try to avoid trying to pack in products. In reality, we try to create programs related to some specific customer pains, so we can try to offer them solutions to specific situations. So working together with them, we create solutions or programs that will be targeting specific pains or problems for producers.
All right, very good. Well, I see the pig has arrived, so you got to go and carve up a pig here in front of the Novus International tent here at World Pork Expo. Thank you very much, Felipe. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Cindy Zimmerman at World Pork.